The next physical technique is what we call minis. And in fact, what minis are is basically learning how to breathe. You'd think you know how to breathe. You're sitting there, you're breathing, you're alive, you know, you'd think you're okay. But in fact, most of us breathe in such a way that actually contributes to our stress, in that we breathe what we call thoracically with your chest. And let me just demonstrate for you. Take your right hand and hold it out in front of you and make a fist as tight as you possibly can. And you will actually notice that your hand and arm start to shake if you're really holding your fist tight, okay? What's happened to your breathing? It stopped, right? What happens is when we focus on something or we get very tense or anxious about something, we tend to either stop breathing or we breathe in a very shallow fashion. Now, if you stop breathing or you breathe in a very shallow fashion, what happens is your body says, oh my God, we're suffocating, and it kicks off that fight or flight response. So you get caught in a vicious cycle. You get anxious, you're not breathing right, you get the fight or flight response, it makes you more anxious. Have you ever noticed that when you're really tense or worked up, it's like you can barely breathe? Well, this is a bad thing because this happens all the time. The opposite of this shallow chest breathing is called diaphragmatic breathing. And your diaphragm is actually this massive muscle which separates your chest cavity from your abdominal cavity. And if you can switch to diaphragmatic breathing, which I will teach you, what you'll find is you'll be able to do what we call minis, which are what I call the perfect portable stress reducers, because they work anywhere, anytime, etc. And the way to learn how to do minis is basically to put your hand on your belly button and another hand on your chest. So don't do this if you're driving. This is a good thing to do when you're not driving. And take a couple slow, deep breaths, and you'll notice if you breathe your normal way that only your chest rises and falls as you inhale and exhale. But what I would like you to do is to really relax your abdominal muscles so that as you inhale, your stomach actually will rise about an inch. So you'll see your hand go up about an inch as you inhale and down about an inch as you exhale. If you're having trouble, really do what I just did as a sigh, or breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Do you feel your hand rising about an inch over your belly button and falling? I will warn you that men are much better at this than women. And when I speak to large audiences, you know, the men get it right away and the women struggle. And, you know, the women get annoyed and the men look cocky. And we're trying for a long time to figure out why it was that men are so much better at this than women are. And there's a very simple explanation. It has nothing to do with men's physiology versus women's physiology. The reason is that women are told by their mothers as soon as they're born to hold in their stomachs. While men tend to let their stomachs hang out wherever they want, it's impossible to do diaphragmatic breathing if you're being vain and holding in your stomach. So in order to do diaphragmatic breathing, in order to do minis, you need to consciously relax your abdominal muscles. Now, I'd like to go through a mini. But again, if you're driving, don't do this because this will relax you too much. If you're seated and you're in a way that you can do this, put your hand over your belly button. And I'd like you to close your eyes if that's safe and comfortable for you. And if it's not, you can keep your eyes open and switch over to diaphragmatic breathing. So you'll feel your hand rising and falling. And for the sake of time, we'll just do this for 5 breaths. I'd like you to count down from 5 down to 0. One number for each breath. So the first breath is 5, and then exhale. The next breath is 4, exhale. And when you get down to 0, slowly open your eyes. How do you feel? Most people, after doing a mini, find that they feel somewhat more relaxed and less anxious. I mean, what's happening here is you're getting more oxygen into your bloodstream. You're decreasing the risk of the fight or flight response. The way I normally teach minis and the way you might want to practice this is to count down from 10 down to 0 because it gives you a longer time. Now, there are a lot of people out there who have this ability. I have this ability to split my brain where half counts and half worries. It's an amazing capacity. So let me teach you a second way to do minis, and then I'll talk about how you can actually use them. Again, put your hand on your belly button, and if you feel comfortable, you can close your eyes. And this time as you inhale, I want you to count very slowly up to four, and as you exhale, count back down to one. So as you inhale, you count very slowly, one, two, three, four, and as you exhale, you go four, three, two, one. Now just do a couple of breaths like that. How do you feel? A lot of people, when they do this, you know, almost feel drowsy. It's the opposite of high levels of anxiety. Those are a couple of ways to do minis. Counting down from 10 down to 0, or counting up to 4 and down to 1. Now, you take your lungs everywhere you go, which means no matter where you are, no matter what the situation, you can do a mini. The key is remembering to do them. There are actually two different ways. One is to start tuning into your body and to do a mini whenever you start realizing you're stressed. I would advise you to do a mini if you feel a headache coming on, if you find your heart pounding, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling out of control, you do a mini. So when you feel stressed out, do a mini and they work on the spot. The other times to do minis are to start identifying situations which push your button and do a mini ahead of time. Which means if driving to work in the morning really gets you, before you turn on the ignition, spend a minute doing a mini. If your boss drives you crazy before you even talk to him, before you see him down the hall, do a mini. If there's a certain meeting you have to go to that you don't like, before you go to the meeting, do a mini. If talking to one of your kids about homework, whatever, do a mini ahead of time. And that's prevention. I have patients that do minis 100 times a day. Again, the key to having minis work for you is remembering to do them. A lot of my patients remind themselves by saying every time they check what time it is, they do a mini. And they really work. They're extremely effective. I actually found minis to be extremely successful about 5 or 6 years ago. My husband and I went on vacation and took a charter to an island. It was like this little rickety plane to the island and a little rickety plane back. And I don't like to fly, so it was 10 times worse for me. Anyway, on the way back, we were about to land and we're going lower and lower and lower. And all of a sudden the plane went straight up in the air and the pilot came on and said, I don't want to worry any of you, but our instruments are telling us that we can't get our landing gear to lock. So we're just going to fly around for a while. So I, the Harvard stress management expert, turned to my poor innocent husband and say, oh, I bet they're preparing the airport for a crash landing. My husband's response was, oh, maybe this is a good time for me to learn minis. So I explained to him about your lungs and your diaphragm. And you know, the fact was, everyone on the plane had been on the same charter. Everyone knew everybody at this point. So everybody in the first 6 rows were like, can we learn minis too? So I'm teaching everybody, this is your diaphragm, put your hand here. And so, you know, the whole front of the plane is doing minis. The whole back of the plane is praying. And it was amazing to me where, you know, we honestly didn't know if we were going to have a crash landing. And we're all doing our diaphragmatic breathing. And they really worked. I mean, we really felt calm. We felt in control. And as we started to come down for our descent, I had been right. They were preparing the airport for a crash landing. There were the ambulances and the fire engines and the foam and the firemen in their little silver suits. And as it turned out, we landed fine. It turned out the landing gear was fine, but the instruments were broken. But it really showed me personally how profoundly effective the minis can be. There are a million situations in your day-to-day life which will be made better by doing a mini, and they really do work. You just have to remember to do them.